Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jamie Turndorf, radio, and Dr. Turn on the Love on the Binge Network. I am so happy to be with you today and to introduce you to my wonderful guest, Dr. Abu Nazar. He's a board-certified geriatrician and internal medicine physician practicing in San Diego County for over 10 years, and he's been practicing for over 18 years in total. He started a multi-specialty group in Dallas, and then he moved to San Diego to pursue a fellowship in geriatrics in 2005. And Dr. Nazar has additional board certifications in holistic and anti-aging functional regenerative medicine through the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And his ultimate passion is holistic and integrative medicine. He's been the driver behind the Vitality Clinics. He's a board certified doctor in anti-aging medicine and integrative holistic health medicine. He's currently pursuing an advanced fellowship in anti-aging and functional regenerative medicine. I could go on and on. He has such a huge bio. If I read his whole bio, we will spend all that time doing his intro and not having you meet this wonderful Dr. Nazar. So without further ado, I want to say welcome. I'm so happy to have you on the show. So happy.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. It's all good morning. It's good afternoon to you. And, I'm almost near blushing with your brilliant introduction.
What we're talking about today is the huge emotional and the physical burden along with stressful and failing or failed relationships. And as we know, drugs cannot fix all of these stressors. We try to put these pills on people, but the things that stress most of us are beyond medical intervention, traditional Western intervention. So we were going to talk about, your research in Blue Zone, who know about how to live longer and more joyfully. And what you specialize in is common intimacy and the quality time that we spend with our loved ones as the most important predictors of how well and how long we live. And it's not just the quantity, but the quality of the time we spend with the people we love. And this is our fundamental requirement to live in a happy, not a blue state. Because loneliness, as you say, is a disease. And it puts us at a 5 to 10 times more likely chance of leaving our bodies prematurely. And no other factor has such a powerful effect on our health and well-being. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I, as Dr. Love, am thrilled to have you here to talk to me about this.
Talking about love by itself, Jamie, leaves a very powerful, positive repercussions.
Right.
I do live in a blue state, which is California, no political power. But if you look at, the evolution of science in medicine, that we have lost some of the arts part of it.
Right.
As we actually have developed technologically, with technological superiority, we have lost our social maturity and skills. Nowadays, we do realize that stress is the new black plague of the 21st century. We also know from the studies, done by that how long and how well we have lived is the single most important predictor is our love and intimacy with the loved ones. We know for sure that loneliness is considered a disease. As a matter of fact, the outgoing Prime Minister of Britain, Theresa May, has recently created a loneliness ministry, or ministry for loneliness. We know that patients who are lonely, they do have a 3 to 10 times risk for developing sudden death, from all causes.
It's very, very true. And, I was thinking this morning before we got on air together, I've developed a new love affair with the transdermal magnesium. And I realized that one of the things it does is it literally puts, the paddles on our heart.
You know, when we are heartbroken and the improper signals are not coming, the heart is like an electrical machine. When we put the transdermal magnesium on the heart and we put the paddle, the reboot to our heart, we suddenly are more open to love, to giving and receiving love. And I'm starting to think that there's a large chemical component to people's inability to give and receive love. What do you think about this?
When we are using a lot of pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, we are destroying the microbial flora in the soil. So you don't get to get the beneficial effects of all the micronutrients when you consume a food.
Exactly.
Food is signaling molecules. You know, we think that it only provides us with nourishment. That's not the case. It sends signals to your brain, to your heart, and other vital organs.
It's all energy, electricity. It's all of it, you know?
Right.
It's all. And, you know, I look at your face, and I feel the vibration of love that comes from you, and it comes out your face. That literally your face to me looks like a beating heart.
Likewise, you know, like we all create an aura. Like we have 80 trillion cells in our body, 80 trillion. And imagine that's more stars in the galaxy. So our planetary system in the galaxy. Now, every cell, you know, develops 1.4 millivolts of energy. So if you look at us, we are a gigantic ball of energy. We create our own ecosystems. And as one very famous, you know, stated, that are we humans having a spiritual experience, or we are spiritual beings with a human experience?
That's
and
right.
I think I believe in the latter part.
That's right. That's right. You know, after my husband left his body, you notice I don't say die, death, dying, because I'm working on a whole worldwide paradigm shift. We don't die. We just leave our bodies and our spirits enter into the dark matter, which is what some call heaven or the afterlife. Right after Jean left his body, he appeared to me and he said, "What makes you think the realm where you are isn't the illusion and the realm where I am isn't the reality?"
You are very much correct. You know, if we consider God, our Lord or Creator, as an energy source. And what even if you look at the historical scriptures, Bible scholars and scriptures, you know, Jesus, peace be upon him, said that the kingdom of God is within us. And same thing, Prophet Muhammad of Islam, he quoted that, you know, wherever you look at, you see God's face. You know, Buddha said the same thing, that, you know, we have a minor speck of God's energy within us that helps us to connect with others. You know, that's the most important part of us as social beings. Is the art of connecting to others, art of connecting to people of all different sex, color, creed, even, you know, like certain forces beyond our human existence. You know, having that connectivity defines us, humanity.
It's so true. You know, I was born 3 months early, and I spent the first 3 months in a preemie hospital. I was only 2 pounds. So I was so disconnected that a psychic medium said to me, "You know, your mission to connect souls was born out of your despair of being in such incredible solitude at your birth and for those first 3 months. And you live now to connect souls on the earth and spirit planes." And so what you're talking about is literally the air I breathe, you know? I get it.
I perceive that everything has got an energy and spirit. If you look at our universe, if you look at our planet, Mother Earth, you throw a seed, and that seed sprouts into a plant, and the plant bears fruits. So any living thing can impart energy to another living entity. Like, you don't expect a baby to be born from a dead mother, right? You know, the mother has to be alive to deliver a healthy baby, life baby. The same thing applies to nature. I think nature has got a life. The plant energy has got a life. They communicate with each other. The plants, they communicate with the soil. The microbes in our body. You know, we have 90% of our cells are foreign cells, bacterial, fungi. And I think the gut microbiome, our inner bacteria, communicates with the bacteria in the soil. And this complex network of connectivity defines us, you know, who we are and how we interact with ourselves, with nature, and with God.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a prismatic relationship.
You know, I agree with you. And I always say that God is the third party in every interaction and in every relationship. I'm with you, and God is here with us. And if I'm not loving myself, I'm disrespecting God because, as you said, God lives within me. And if I am not loving you, then I'm disrespecting God because God lives in you. And the trick is, for most people, you know, I've spent my whole career helping people resolve conflict in their intimate relationships. And it's kind of easy to be loving when everything's flowing nicely. But what about when you step on my psychological toes? This is where people have so much difficulty. How do I still hold you in love, even though at this moment I am so hurt and so angry, you know?
You know, love's legacy, Jamie, never dies. You know, it's propagated through generations. We know that, you know, why do we love our children? You know, why do we love a newborn? You know, the element is all actually genetically propagated. We are wired to love something. Even if you see, you know, like we are all afraid of snakes. If you see a baby snake crawling, you have a love for it. You know, if you see a baby tiger, you know, you'd like to coddle it. You know, that's love is something which is intertwined with our genes, and we kind of, like, we don't appreciate it at times, but as more we love and we interact with each other, the flames of love, which starts with the pilot light, can be a raging fire, you know, over time. It all depends how you stoke and kindle that fire.
You said love never dies. I don't think you know my book. My most recent book is called Love Never Dies.
I'm so glad. No, I think I did my homework.
I think you might have.
Coming to the show.
I think you might have. So the thing also that I feel when I'm with you is, you know, so often when you go to a doctor, you're dealing with a white coat, not a heart. And somehow it makes me sicker. I feel worse when I'm talking and the doctor has no heart. But I feel that you heal your patients just through your love. Just that.
You know, it's one of the most powerful healing elements. It's more powerful than the statins, the blood pressure medications, the blood sugar medications. We prescribe, you know, we know an entity called white coat hypertension. Like when you get to a doctor's office, you see your blood pressures going up. But, you know, from science, we know that the power of gratitude, power of love, can manage your blood pressures equally or even better than many of those anti-hypertensive medications without any side effects. That's the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we at times say that, you know, doctor comes in without a heart. Some of the doctors in the, my community, they are heartless. That's one of the reasons, you know, if you go to some other healers, you go to Ayurvedics, you go to Chinese medicine specialists, people, they do get better. People, you know, there's a lot of controversy about homeopathic medicine, but I know the homeopaths, you know, they claim to get a lot of people better from chronic diseases. And I think that thing that works is, you know, like faith and love.
Those you're right.
Critical ingredients for
you're right.
Healing.
I know you're right, because even in psychotherapy, there are numerous researches that show people get better across the board when they feel an unconditional positive regard, which is just shrink talk for love, right, from the therapist, independent of the modality, whether it's cognitive behavioral or psychoanalytic, it's the relationship, it's the connection.
You know, I will give you an example, Jamie. If you look at, there were studies done, and I feel my pulses on all the studies coming around, and these are all in the conventional medical literature, not from any dinky winky journal. Like a breast cancer survivor, or a patient who is suffering from breast cancer, having chemotherapy and radiation, the same patient, you know, if has a good support system, you know, their chances of survival and disease-free survival is twice as much than a patient who doesn't have the social support system.
That's
so
true.
As a doctor, if I have to write a prescription for someone for health and healing, I have to tell them in my prescription pad that you should love more, eat less, you know, and love beyond measures. You have to connect with people. You have to develop empathy.
Absolutely.
You know, empathy and compassion. Unfortunately, if I write this prescription to someone, they think that I am, like, you know, I'm out of my head. But if I really want
you to are out of your head. You're in your heart.
I'm right within my heart, and my heart governs my head. That's the point. And that's what it should be. Our heart should be the center
right.
of the solar system.
Right.
Not our brain.
Right. And you know, you've said a lot in that sentence. Number one, you mentioned it's systematic undereating, which was is the only variable we've ever been able to correlate with longevity. So you mentioned that, which you are really up on a lot of research and pure research. And the other piece that you mentioned about having connection with others. I read a research. I wonder if you've come across this one. You and I are going to be like, did you see this one? Did you see that? The research.
I'm already in love with you, Jamie. I love your talks and your perspective.
Oh, you're so adorable. I love you, too. So this research I thought was kind of comical. Older men, elderly men, who are without a spouse have a shortened lifespan, whereas older women without a husband seem to live longer. And I marveled at that piece of research, and I thought, is it connected to the fact that so many older women who are not in a happy marriage feel that their elderly husband is a burden to them, that, you know, the taking care of them is a burden, and when he leaves his body, I hear these women who are not in happy marriages saying, good riddance, which is so tragic.
You know, it's so interesting phenomena. Jamie, I'll give you another example of a study, the Massachusetts Male Aging Study.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. We have to take a break. Our love affair is making us run over into the first break.
Right.
Hold the thought. I'll be back in a moment.
The only thing is that you cannot put brakes on when you are loving someone.
We're going to continue through the break.
Okay.
And I'll be back with you in a moment on Love Never Dies and Dr. Turndorf's Turn on the Love.
It's Dr. Jamie Turndorf here, and I have a question for you. Are you or someone you love a veteran suffering from undiagnosed PTSD? According to statistics, between 100 and 200,000 vets suffer PTSD. But did you know that there's an arbitrary diagnostic loophole that denies the PTSD diagnosis to vets who suffer a coexisting mental health disorder? Meanwhile, according to the British Psychiatric Journal, it is rare for vets to suffer PTSD without a coexisting mental health disorder. This means that millions of vets with PTSD don't even know they have it and aren't getting treatment for it. Read my new column, Winning the War on PTSD, in mastersofhealthmag.com and discover a cutting-edge, research-backed new solution to PTSD that you've never heard about. The exciting news is this solution is free for vets with PTSD. Go to mastersofhealthmag.com, take my free PTSD quiz right away, and start your healing journey today. Wishing you all the love in this world and beyond, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on the Binge TV Network. I am talking with Dr. Abu Nazar. Dr. Abu Nazar. I had a little, like, tripping of the tongue.
You know what, Jenny, if I got you to be speechless and make you forget your words, I'm doing a tremendous job.
That's true, because that doesn't happen to me at all.
Exactly. I must be casting a very positive and a very
exactly.
Positive.
And soon I will be, I'll just be stuttering. Exactly. So now, right before we took the break, you were starting to quote a research.
Right. You know, the very exciting research. It's called the Massachusetts Male Aging Study, which actually motivated a lot of men to demand sex from their spouses or their loved ones. The study actually quoted that, you know, men who had sex twice a week dramatically cut the risk of heart disease by half. So, you know, when I used to quote the study, men used to ask me that, doctor, how do we convince our wives or our spouses? And I tell them that one thing. That study, the caveat of the study is that the women must have full enjoyment and pleasure of that act to get your 50% reduction.
You know what? You're reminding me of a joke, and I know I'm going to be thrown off the network, but I got to tell you this joke. So this old guy is unwell, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, I want to speak to your wife in private, and you go back in the waiting room. So the wife goes in, and she says, yes, doctor. He said, your husband is very sick, and he is going to die by tomorrow if you don't give him oral sex and intercourse and manual stimulation hourly. So she comes out of the doctor's office, and the husband says to the wife, what did the doctor say? And she says, he said you're going to die.
Die tomorrow. It's classic. But get into it, Jamie, that humor. And you know, laughing. You know, like, when we laugh loud, we don't realize that our endothelium, the inner lining of your blood vessels, they do dilate. So they do dilate significantly to a point that all your organs, it's extra 20% blood flow.
Baby, my organs are pumping.
We dubbed the side effects. You know, like your brains, your heart gets, and we know from studies that the inner lining of the endothelium relaxes to a point that there is not only more blood flow, more blood flow translates to slowing down the aging process.
Absolutely.
That actually we know from studies.
Absolutely, and we do need blood flow for better sex too, so.
Exactly, you know, like laughing is a very integral part, and smiling, obviously. You know, the most important thing now is we know that people who laugh a lot, smile a lot, it actually promotes endorphin. And we actually nowadays can look at the inflammatory biomarkers, like interleukins, you know, cytokines, we can measure that. And tumor necrosis factor, that we know that people who are smiling, they laugh a lot, they have a lot of humor, they smile a lot. They not only have a lot of extra endorphins, but the most important thing is they also have endothelial relaxation and the tumor markers, the inflammatory cytokines, you know, they are much lower then other people's business pile up.
And the natural killer cells
goes up. And
go up.
For that reason, they have less cancer, because the natural killer cells are like the sophisticated drones. Not our drones, you know, which goes, drops a bomb, and two terrorists and 200 civilians, they die. They're very precision guided, and they will only go and kill off the cancer cells, leaving the healthy cells alone. So that's actually the most important findings we see, that why relationships, why laughter, why social connectedness is important. And that emerges a new concept in called sociogenomics. That means our genes not only controls our social behavior, it could be the other way around as well. So it maintains your good genetic signature.
So what you're saying is that you can alter your genes through your social behavior, through your interaction, through your connection. You can actually turn off certain genes so that they don't express themselves.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's the case.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love that we both had a laughing session. You know, there's room for everything. Even if it's a joke or a humor.
And I think our job should be to make other people happy.
If you look at the kids,
they laugh 70 times in a day.
And we adults smile 7 times a day.
And if you ask the kids, they're all so happy.
But you know, over the years, we forget to smile, we forget to laugh. You know, we are busy with all our social media and everything. We created a false aura. We created an aura of happiness. But it's just like an empty shell. There's nothing inside. And we need to get back to that element where we laugh a lot, we sing, we have fun. You know, those things are a very critical element of health, well-being, and longevity.
And, you know, we're talking about social media now. And how often do you see people out to dinner, even a couple, each on his or her own phone? Not even interacting and connecting with the person in front of you and doing this social media thing, and you think that's connecting. It
actually creates a fake connection. If you look at, you know, we, as you mentioned, that we are going through an era or phase of broken relationships, dysfunctional relationships, and that's one of the reasons we resort to social media like Facebook. Can you imagine there are 2 billion followers in Facebook, but now the studies are emerging that all these fake iconic relationships actually augments your mental health problems. You know, people are not happier, but they actually create a false aura. How many times have you seen a person posting something negative about them? They don't. They're always posting the good things. It creates an undercurrent of happiness, I call it. And that's one of the reasons you see a high incidence of depression, bipolar disorders, mental health problems, schizophrenia, among people who uses, you know, the social media a lot. And it's time actually we went to FaceTime, direct person-to-person time, then screen time. You know, I think we have to cut down our screen time to have a more online connectivity with our friends and our loved ones.
When you say online, you mean online as in on the computer or online as in person?
In person. So that's what I'm saying, that, you know, online, we follow online, but, you know, it's face-to-face.
Face-to-face, you know, in person. Your face or mine, you know? They used to say your place or mine. It's your face or mine. You have to get face-to-face. You know, I do a lot of work on the Internet, run a lot of groups, train coaches in my new grief resolution method, and I do it through this computer medium. So you have to really... If you can't get face-to-face with someone, then you really have to be good at putting your feelings into words so that I'm able to connect to you and we feel the heart connection even though you're not in the room with me, because I'm telling you how I feel toward you and how I experience you, and you're telling me.
You know, like, you are so much correct. You know, obviously the psychologist is saying that, you know, your expression with words has got a positive ripple effect. So, for example, if I say the word gratitude, love, empathy, compassion, you know, it has got, it actually changes the molecular structure of your cells. We know that it sends a very positive signaling. It could be a signaling molecule. Moreover, we know that it changes the structure of the water crystals. So we are made of 70% water. So unless we have that word, you know, the right words we choose for expressing our emotions, you know, like things does not have that positive effect. I think the choice of words is very important as we communicate with each other.
Very true. I just said to a couple I was working with before we came on camera, you have to think before you speak. And it, I have this, my first book was called Till Death Do Us Part Unless I Kill You First. And it was to help couples resolve conflict. And one of the things people don't do is control what they say and do when they feel hurt and angry. And this is the greatest, most important skill, if we could learn that, what I call partial identification. Before I say a word or do anything, I have to ask, how is that going to land with the other person? Is that going to land well? Is that going to be helpful for him or her? And if not, don't do it. Don't say it.
You're correct. You know, like we actually, my dad used to make fun of it, that you remember some, the tongue is in a very wet place and it is likely to slip. You know, like friendships are fostered by our words and we create enmity by our words as well. And we kind of forget that it's not what we say or what we do, but how we make someone feel. That actually has the most everlasting effects. Like if I say something to someone which makes him feel better, then the person is going to remember me forever. And I call it the memory never dies until he dies. You know, like,
and then it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't. Yeah.
It doesn't. You know, like, you know, if you imagine the great scholars Confucius, Buddha, you know, like Jesus, peace be upon him, prophets like Prophet Muhammad, they have said a lot of things. They wrote down for generations after generations, and when we hear those words, it gives us, it enlightens us. It actually makes us more vibrant, makes us more thoughtful and considerate upon others.
So now let's get real here. You've got a wife. And I can just see what a loving man you are. And even at times, in the best of marriages, your wife annoys you, gets under your skin. What do you do?
You know, like, you know, I'm still very kind and loving and smiling to her. That at times makes her a little bit more upset. She says that I wanted to act in a little angry fashion, that you'd be angry. And on the other hand, you know, you are very calm. Don't you understand the repercussions of my words? I said, I do. But, you know, in life, you know, like, conflicts is good, but, you know, beyond that, there has to be mutual interdependence. You know, I treat my wife, you know, I've been happily married for 24 years, but trust me, if someone looks through our, you know, like, you know, our smartphones, they will figure out that I still send her messages as I do to a teenager. You know, like when I was a teenager, the kind of things people will do, you know, in their, you know, like text messages. You know, I still think that, you know, our love is anew and afresh, as if we got to know each other yesterday.
But you know why? It's the reason it's new is, you know, there's a saying, if you bow, you feel reverent. If you smile, you feel happy. If you behave like a teenager who is newly in love, you continue breathing life into your love and keeping it new.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing.
Life is so important because that is unconditionality. You know, when teenagers, they fall in love, they have this unconditional aspect. I think that is the most powerful spice in any relationship.
Absolutely.
Like when you get home and your dog starts licking you or starts, you know, being on a dancing trance, the dog doesn't care.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you have to have your wife, if the minute you walk in the door, she's just got to jump on you and lick you all over?
I'm trying to say that there has to be an unconditionality right there.
I get it.
Like, if someone can love someone like their pet dog, I think that's a, you know, love that is really humongous and deep.
So, we have to take a break. I still love you, but I'm taking a break. I'll be back in a moment.
We'll come back with the deluge of love.
Exactly. I'll bring a big dog bone. Back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge Network.
Missing in your life? Maybe you feel lonely and unloved, or your work doesn't bring you joy, or you're secretly jealous of others. Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Millions of people, even those who are successful and surrounded by people who love them, secretly feel empty. The real source of our discontent is disconnection, and connecting to others and feeling love to our core is the cure. But to really connect, you gotta get naked. And I don't mean dropping trow. I'm talking about radical emotional nudity, where we expose our deepest self, warts and all. Being seen and loved in this vulnerable place is the key to unlocking the door to self-love, healing, deeply intimate relationships, vibrancy, and joy in every area of your life. Join me August 9th through 11th at 1440 Multiversity in Scotts Valley, California for my only West Coast event this year. To find out more and to register, visit AskDrLove.com/live events. That's AskDrLove.com/live events. See you at 1440 Multiversity.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and Dr. Turndorf, Turn on the Love on Binge TV Network. Dr. Nazar, I'm patting my head and rubbing my stomach here. We're trying to get the radio show and the TV show, and so I'm trying to be as present as I can, and I'm back. You must see I'm texting and doing all the social media thing I'm not supposed to do with my engineer and tech. I'm here. So where were we? The dog, and that the wife, and that the dog should leap into your lap and kiss you all over and lick you, and then I was saying, could this be a prescription for
That's
a happy
not a bad
marriage?
Idea. I think it's a great idea. The toughest job is how you convince your loved ones to do that. And you know what? At times, you know, you better stay out of it, because if that your spouse gets angry, she might also bite you like a dog.
That's true, too. Or lift my leg and just think you're a fire hydrant. Right?
Right.
So, you know, the thing is, we all love each other in the beginning of a relationship, but the problem is that most people don't know how to navigate the inevitable conflicts that arise in relationships. And because we don't know how to do it, the angry feelings overtake the love, and eventually the unresolved conflict and the angry feelings eclipses the love. So I truly believe that we all need to learn how to handle our conflicts and resolve them, and this is a very difficult thing for most people.
Exactly. You know, the point you have to realize one thing, that love is universal, is ubiquitous, is present to us all along. Anger comes in waves. It is something temporary. Like if I want to get sunlight to this room, all I got to do is to open the blinds. The sunshine is still there. So we actually have to open our hearts to love and find out ways. A little bit of anger, an expression of your anger is good, but you don't let it be a regular phenomenon because that will boost up your cortisol. And cortisol is what I call it, is like battery acid to your cells. And, you know, like this is the most, you know, exquisite part of relationships is we know that there will be conflicts, but so long there is mutual interdependence and love, and people get back to understand that love actually eclipses, you know, anger and hate over the years, I think that actually makes the relationship very solid and strong.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is that most people don't realize that if ever you're getting really upset with a partner, if it's hysterical, it's historical. That is, if I'm really furious, you are reminding me of somebody who did me harm during my deformative years. And so that is adding fuel to the current fire. And if you're able to make that connection and say, wait a minute, it's not you. You just reminded me of my dad who never had time for me, and I momentarily felt rejected by you, but I realized it's not you. It's just a blast from the past, a ghost from Christmas past. And when you are able to make that connection, it really helps to cool things down in the present and bring you back to love.
And the most critical ingredient in love you learn from this process is resilience. You know, resilience is the most critical component of any dynamic, robust relationships. Because how we develop our resilience is through challenges, through some conflicts. The kind of conflicts we develop and challenging relationships, what it does to us, it infuses experience. From experience, we learn how to cope up with stress and adverse, you know, experiences in our relationships much better. That eventually over the years solidifies and consolidates the relationship. So I think that is the process. And the more you spend time with your loved ones and the quality of relationships you develop, that helps us build up that resilience. And if you look at health, wellness, it's all about resilience, you know, how we cope up with different adverse conditions, you know, diseases.
But guess what? Even resilience is strengthened through our bond. If you're surrounded by people who are warm and loving, you're more resilient. You know, it's so connected.
You know, like as one of the very great sages, you know, he once mentioned that it is not the conditions of what kind of love we got over the years, but what kind of love we are propagating right now is the most important element or phenomena, that we might have been devoid of love in our early years, but how much we can deliver right now, because according to Tolstoy, the most important time is now, because what we do now is going to define the future. So we should never break or stall when it comes to our love and our compassion and our empathy towards not only our loved ones, but to the humanity by and large.
You meditate a lot, don't you?
I do. You know, I do some, you know, spiritual things. You know,
I feel it.
It's mostly, you know, religion-based. You know, I consider myself quite spiritual. And, you know, I'll take some time off to feed my inner soul. You know, as you mentioned, that we did discuss that we are actually a spirit with human experience.
Right, and so I wish you could see your face, because as you and I have been connecting, the light in your face has grown brighter and brighter, as if a flame was so close to the surface.
I know, I'm so glad you feel that way, but I hope it does not create blisters on you.
No blisters. You know? I mean, I am pretty hot, but I don't think it's from that.
No problem. Actually, you know, like, I honestly feel that we do, you know, like, diffuse, or we do generate an energy. I mean, that's one of the reasons, you know, like, if you go and meet with somebody who's spiritual, like Dalai Lama, you know, he came over to give a talk. I was about, like, 300 yards away, but I could feel his positive energy. You know, and that's actually people who stokes their inner fire. Over the years, they can actually build up that unique attributes to feel the positive energy from others. And with the feel that there is negative energy that's going to siphon out, I call it a spiritual black hole. And there are people who are spiritual black holes as well. They will sap your energy. You know, I stay away from them. Toxic relationships is worse than toxic food. You know, I was in Bangladesh, I grew up, and I used to have toxic food and food that was made in the streets. And I used to tell people that, you know, the toxic food is not going to kill me, but any toxic relationships will. And that's the way we actually hang around with people, you know, who actually emits that positive energy and aura.
It's so true. So we have 5 minutes left, and I would like to make sure everybody knows how to find you. Also, I'd like you to talk about anything that I can support you in promoting. Anything.
Thank you so much. You know, your kindness, your grace, your blessings, and your relationships, you know, is going to take me a long way, I can tell. You know, I think that we all leave an energy trail. You know, I like people to follow my energy trail. You know, that is a very important thing. And get to know where I stand. You know, like, that's a very important thing. And in the same token, I'd like to learn from others. You know, like, you know, how do they, you know, perceive spirituality, how they have boosted up their inner energy. You know, I need to, you know, engage in a more positive fashion with people like you, Jamie, so that, you know, I can further enrich myself. You know, I could be, you know, like, I do have a web page, and I do have a phone number, and I do have Facebook account, Abu Nassar. You know, I do have a good following to my Facebook, and I own and operate medical spas here in San Diego, and I'd be more than happy to share, you know, one of our web pages. I'll send it to you, and one is actually being built as we speak. So I would like to share the positivity among my audience, and they could reach me through my phone as well.
Would you like to say it?
Text me, which is, you know, 858-776-2214, or my email address is anasarmd, like anasarmd@gmail.com. And I would love to have that constructive engagement.
That's beautiful. Well, you will be having a permanent presence on AskDrLove.com. You'll have a page there. And the graphic that we created for you has the link to your dedicated page. Starting the weekend following the live radio show airing, we will post your radio show that will always be hearable on your page. And then, of course, the TV version will be on the Binge Network. So we have on your page your social media handles and your website. It's posted there as well.
You're already showering your love, Jamie.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the gigantic tsunami to hit me.
Yeah, it's inevitable. It's coming. It's a big wave. I call it the tidal wave of love.
Exactly. And, you know, the tidal wave of love always should come in waves. That means it should always come in and hit the shores. We actually get nourished by this, I call the waves of love and the waves of devotion, waves of faith.
Do you see you have the same words that we just met for the first time today, really, and we have the same words. You know, the tidal waves of love, the waves of love. We are such similar souls on a very it's extraordinary.
You know, like the Harvard study that if you hang around people who are obese, you're 40% more likely to be obese. And even 20% if the obese friend has got a friend who is obese. So the thing right there is we all are on a vertical, you know, element of love and connectedness. So we have to kind of endorse it.
I'm so glad that I was introduced to you by, it was Sabina and Michael Stanislavski, the producers of Masters of Health magazine. I don't know if you know, I began a column in their magazine starting this week. It's called Winning the War on PTSD.
Terrific.
And they introduced me to you, and I'm so glad that they did, because I can feel that this is going to be the start of a very long and beautiful friendship between us.
Absolutely. You know, we never like to see the umbilical cord of love. So we need to be nourished and bathed by this critical element.
It's as if you were speaking a foreign language for a moment. When you said, we never want to, it's the most bizarre thing. I heard you saying, never cut the umbilical cord, but those weren't the words, were they?
They are words, and you know what it means, that your mother, you know, and your connectivity is with the umbilical cord, and you don't never want to see that relationship
ever,
because you have a virtual umbilical cord with our friends.
Exactly, and I am now helping people keep the cord alive to our loved ones in spirit, because that disconnection and despair is what makes especially the elderly or parents who are grieving children, just their whole lives are destroyed. So now I go all over the world and help people reconnect energetically with those in spirit. It's the same.
And you can also, the collateral benefit is you can get the stem cells that can also contribute to love and healing. You know, it can also help regenerate your organs.
Listen, we're just going to have to continue the conversation off air. I'm just going to say so long to you. Goodbye to everybody watching and listening. Dr. Nazar, it was wonderful having you. Stay with me after we come off air, and I'll say goodbye to you when we come off air. See you next time, and in the meantime, I wish you all the love in this world and beyond. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.